TC13-015 in the matter of PacWest Telecom Inc.'s failure to timely pay the gross receipts tax, and TC13-016 in the matter of Pulse Telecom LLC's failure to timely pay the gross receipts tax. The time is approximately 1 p.m. The date is March 12, 2013, and the location of the hearing is Room 413 of the State Capitol Building, 500 East Capitol, Pier, South Dakota. My name is Chris Nelson. I am the Commission Vice Chairman. Commissioner Gary Hansen, are you with us on the line?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. And I know Commissioner Christy Feagin is with us on the line also, so we have a quorum of the Commission. I am presiding over these hearings. These hearings were noticed pursuant to the Commission's orders for and notices of show cause hearings in each of the previously mentioned dockets issued January 31st, 2013. The issue at these hearings is whether the Commission shall suspend or revoke any of the company's certificates of authority, assess a civil fine against any of the companies, institute collection proceedings against any of the companies for failure to timely pay gross receipts tax, and or proceed under SDCL 49-31-38.2 or 49-31-38.3 to stop any of the companies from transacting any future business in South Dakota or take any other enforcement actions against any of the companies as allowed by law. All parties have the right to be present and to be represented by an attorney. All persons testifying will be sworn in and subject to cross-examination by the parties. The Commission's final decision may be appealed by the parties to the State Circuit Court and the State Supreme Court. Rolaine Wiest, the Commission's counsel, will act as hearing examiner and will conduct the hearing subject to the Commission's oversight. She may provide recommended rulings on procedural and evidentiary matters. The Commission may overrule its counsel's preliminary rulings throughout the hearing. If not overruled, the preliminary rulings will become final rulings. At this time, I will turn the hearing over to Ms. Wiest.
First, we'll take appearances of any of the parties that have joined us. Staff?
Thank you, Karen Kramer of staff.
And is 321 Communications on the line?
Yes, it's Amanda with 321 Communications.
I'm sorry, could you state your name again?
I'm Amanda Boyd with 321 Communications.
Could you spell your last name?
B-O-Y-D.
Okay, thank you. And is there someone on the line from Hawk Relay?
Yes, this is Samuel Hawk.
And
sign language interpreter.
Thank you. And is there someone on the line from PacWest? Is there anyone else who has joined us by teleconference? Okay, I think we can begin with staff. Commissioner Nelson, could you swear in the witness?
You'd raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Go ahead, Ms. Kramer.
Thank you. Would you please state your name for the record, please?
My name is Cindy Kemnitz.
And where are you employed?
I'm employed at the Public Utilities Commission as finance manager.
As finance manager for the PUC, what do your job duties entail?
My job duties entail collecting gross receipts tax for the state of South Dakota.
And can you explain what calendar year is being collected?
In this hearing, it's for calendar year 2011.
And then I'll show you what's been marked for identification purposes as Exhibit 1. Do you have that in front of you?
Yes, I do.
And could you describe to us what this exhibit represents?
This exhibit is companies, telephone companies, that have not paid their 2011 gross receipts tax as of July 16, 2012. On the exhibit, it lists the docket number, the company name. I check their status with the Secretary of State's office, whether they have filed an annual report with the Public Utilities Commission. Some of them did file a revenue report with us, and if they did file a revenue report, I included the amount of the revenue. The notice that the date that the hearing notice was mailed, and they were sent out certified mail, so then the date that we received the return receipt back. Also on here is one company that did pay in between the time we sent the notice and today, and so they're down below and they're to be dismissed.
Thank you. Referring to Exhibit 1, were orders to show cause and notice a hearing sent to those companies listed on Exhibit 1 because they conduct business in South Dakota as a telecommunications company and they failed to timely file or to timely pay their gross receipts tax?
Yes.
And would you tell us what date the order to show cause was signed by the commissioners?
January 31st of 2013.
On what date was the order sent to the companies listed on Exhibit 1?
On that same day, January 31st, 2013.
And would you tell us again how all the companies on Exhibit 1 were notified of today's proceeding?
They were sent a notice through certified mail.
Did the commission establish a rate and assess the tax as authorized in SDCL 49-1A3?
Yes.
And can you tell us the date that was done?
That was done on May 1st, 2012.
How were the companies notified of that gross receipts tax rate and assessment?
They were all notified via email this year, but I believe all of these companies did have an email address, but if I got a return back from the email, then they were notified by mail.
And those were invoices that were sent to
Voices
them?
Were sent out, yes.
Did the companies on Exhibit 1 pay the assessed gross receipts tax due under SDCL 49-1A5 by July 16, 2012?
No.
And what is your recommendation as to these companies?
My recommendation would be to revoke their certificate of authority for those companies that have not paid.
That would complete staff's evidentiary testimony at this time. I would ask for the admission of Exhibit 1.
Any objection to admitting Exhibit 1? And that would be admission of Exhibit 1 in each of the dockets, is that correct?
That would be correct, yes. I should have stated at the beginning that our testimony, for testimony purposes, we are going to consolidate all our testimony for dockets TC-13-011 through TC-13-016 for purposes of this hearing.
Thank you. Exhibit 1 has been admitted. Then we will go to questions. Does anyone have any questions of Ms. Chemnitz?
This is Commissioner Nelson. I have just a couple. Referring to Exhibit 1, Pulse Telecom, we mailed the notice of hearing on January 31st, and it shows a return receipt date of January 22nd. Can you help me understand that timeline?
Just a second. I'll look at. I am not sure. I have it right here, and it's stamped the 22nd, so I'm not sure what happened, and I did not catch that.
And that would be a stamp placed on there by?
By us, that when we received it back. There's also a stamp on there from, I can't read it, but it says January 14th, which was both clearly after we had before we had mailed them out.
Is there a date when it was signed by the recipient?
They did not put a date on there when they signed.
Second question that I'd have, you've recommended revoking the certificate of authorities. Does that recommendation hold for 321 Communications also?
And this is Karen Kramer from staff. At this point, based on the information we have in front of us, that would be Ms. Kemnan's recommendation. I was going to see what the company submitted when they spoke after her. Our recommendation may change at that point.
Fair enough. No more questions.
I do have a follow-up. I do have another green card in here from Pulse that we received it back on February 8th. Another. So I don't know what this first one is, and I'd have to look into it, but the February 8th, we did receive it back.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? If not, thank you. Oh, any follow-up, Ms. Kramer?
And I guess I would just amend the Exhibit 1 for the date under for Pulse to reflect the, what did you say, Ms. Kamenetz, February 8th?
February 8th, 2013.
Okay.
Any objection to amending Exhibit 1 in each of these dockets? If not, we'll allow the amendment. Going to the people on the phone, Ms. Boyd, did you have anything to state with respect to 321 communications?
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to start by apologizing just for the delay and the inconvenience of us not filing. We've had administrative changes and things fell through the cracks, but we've aligned new administrators to take over our regulatory matters, and hopefully everything's squared away now so that our certificate is not revoked. But I also, I'm not sure if it's recorded, but I submitted the payment confirmation that we sent. It will not be received by South Dakota until the end of this week. However, the payment to bring the account current has been made, and the forms have been filed.
Thank you. Does staff have any questions?
Ms. Boyd, would you want that submitted as part of the record? What you sent is, I believe that's on our website. I don't know if you want that admitted as an exhibit or just acknowledged on the record that that's been sent.
Yeah, just acknowledged on the record.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Any commissioner questions? Okay, thank you. And then we also have Mr. Hawk from Hawk Relay.
Yes, hello. Yeah, this is Samuel Hawk. I'm speaking through a sign language interpreter. It's kind of hard for me a little bit to follow. Could you tell me exactly what it is that you need me to report to you now?
I believe our question would be whether Hawk Relay intends to remit payment.
Okay. Yes. I'll start speaking now. If I run too long here, please let me know. This is Hawk Relay. Our intention is to get caught up with our bills, the bill that we owe for the state of South Dakota. Hawk Relay has been going through very difficult issues and problems, and we're trying to get some of those areas and problems rectified and cleared. So as of now, we are not actively selling our services to in and out of the state. So our revenue is currently zero, but we're happy to continue paying all of the fees that are associated with this. And our company's goal is to be able to innovate some different technologies for deaf people with disabilities. And for that reason, we need the COA. And that'll be a little bit different than a normal phone company, because the COA is able to make sales, and we're not able to do that for that reason. So to be able to develop and still be able to test and create, have innovation, we need to be able to do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Does staff have any questions?
Mr. Hawk, could you tell us, this is Karen Kramer of staff, do you know, can you give us a date certain when you would be submitting payment that's due?
Well, give me an idea. I imagine this week. I mean, I spoke with Ms. Campinas, the interpreter might be saying that right, incorrectly.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on one second.
Oh.
Please, I'm just trying to get some clarification. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. I can spell it if the court needs that spelled.
No, that's fine. We know who you're referring to. Ms. Chemnitz?
Yes, thank you. She said that all of the fines are a total of $425,000, and that means that we can send that by the end of this week.
And did you mean $425?
Yes, I apologize. Yes, $425.
Did you have anything further to add?
I just really want to emphasize with the COA, I want to keep my COA, there's some certificates. We want to be able to develop and innovate, continue to develop and innovate, and continue our services.
Thank you. Did the commissioners have any questions?
This is Commissioner Nelson. As shown on Exhibit 1, Hawk Relay LLC's standing with the Secretary of State for their LLC is currently pending revocation. Would it be Hawk Relay's intention to bring their LLC into good standing with the Secretary of State by the end of the week also?
Yes. Yes.
No further questions.
In fact, Ms. Kenzitz had informed me of that as well. And I contacted the Secretary of State right after I had the meeting with her. I said that the outstanding fees and everything was about $150. And so at the same time that we'll get both of them wrapped up at the same time. Should be by the end of this week.
No further questions.
Any further questions from commissioners? Okay, thank you. Is anyone on the line speaking on behalf of PAC West? Is there anybody else on the line speaking on behalf of any of the other companies? Ms. Kramer.
Thank you. Karen Kramer of staff, and our recommendation based on what we've heard then, staff's recommendation would be in docket TC13011, which is 321 Communications, and TC13-012 Hawk Relay, we would request that be deferred at this point until such time as payment is received. If it's not received on the next commission meeting, we could put those back on the agenda because the evidentiary record would be closed and you could make a decision. So I would ask those to be deferred. As to TC13013 Main Street Telephone Company, TC13015 PacWest Telecom, and TC13016 Pulse Telecom LLC, we would request those COAs be revoked. And as to TC13014 Momentum Telephone or Telecom Inc., that be dismissed and closed. Thank you.
Any commission discussion?
I have a motion.
Go ahead.
Ready? I would move that in TC13-014 that the commission dismiss that docket. I would move in TC13-013, 015, and 016 that the commission revoke the certificate of authority for failure to pay gross receipts tax. And I would move in TC 13-011 and 012 that if payment is made in full within 1 week of today and good standing is achieved with the Secretary of State, that those dockets be dismissed. And if those are not accomplished within 1 week of today, that the certificate of authorities be revoked.
Thank you. Anything else from any of the other commissioners?
Commissioner. Mr.
Chair. Go ahead, Commissioner Hansen.
I was going to say, ladies first, go right ahead, Commissioner Fegan.
The chairman can be recognized first, but the only thing I was going to say is I do like the date certain that is in the motion of Commissioner Nelson.
Commissioner Hansen.
Thank you. I agree with everything that staff has stated, and with your motion, I'm concerned just with the semantics of when payment is made. Is that that it must be received or that it must be in the mail? Just want to make sure that's clarified.
Thank you, Commissioner Hansen. I appreciate that, and let me clarify that my intention would be that payment would have to be received in the office of the Public Utilities Commission by 5 p.m. 1 week from today, and that good standing with the Secretary of State be achieved by that time also.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. That's all I have.
The only other comment that I would make is obviously these taxes were due 8 months ago, and so this is not something that has just developed within the last week or two. This is something that we and the companies have been working on for a long, long time, and it's at the point now where we need to resolve it one way or the other. I appreciate the companies, both 321 Communications and Hawk Relay, coming on the line and explaining to us where they're at and what their desires are to remain in business, and we certainly hope that that we can accomplish that with payment within the next week. Thank you.
And is there a vote?
All those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen votes aye. Motion carries. Seeing no further business, the hearing is concluded. And we will be in recess for about 5 minutes and then...